You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
Next stop is Terminal 2.
Terminal 2 at the San Francisco International Airport, also called T2, has been praised for its modern design, which takes into account the needs of post-9/11 travelers.
Please hold on.
For instance, T2 has a comfortable recompose area where passengers can put their shoes and belts back on after passing through security. Most of the shops and restaurants are located within reach of the gates so that passengers can easily see their flight status. But there's something else that makes Terminal 2 special. Its art collection and the way travelers can experience it. KALW's RTM's Konahovs takes us on an audio art tour of Terminal 2.
I'm standing in the drop-off area outside San Francisco International Airport's Terminal 2. Above either side of the entrance stretch huge artworks of hand-painted glass. Bird wings on the left and airplane wings on the right. They're large, impressive. And if you call a number posted next to the front door, they are explained.
Welcome to SFO's Green Phone and Art Phone mobile tour. For the Art Phone, press 200 and a pound sign.
This artwork, Air Over Under, plays with our experience of flight. Seattle-based artist Nori Sato said that once we leave our standard point of reference, the ground, it can be hard to figure out where we are.
Depending on where we are in the air, we can be above the clouds, below the clouds, in no clouds, in the middle of clouds. And the image was constructed with that in mind.
There's some wonderful views out here sometimes when the seagulls actually are flying past the large seagull in the piece.
That's Susan Pontius.
My name is Susan Pontius. I'm the director of the Civic Art Collection and the Public Art Program for the San Francisco Arts Commission.
And she's with me because
we run the Public Art Program in terms of the permanent acquisitions here at SFO.
We step inside the terminal to see another installation. It's two objects hanging from the ceiling on either side of the terminal entrance, right in the middle of the check-in area. Both look like they are made from different sized pieces of plastic.
These two pieces are called Topograph, and they are inspired in part by the topography of the Bay Area. But they also kind of remind me of clouds.
This piece, called Topograph, was made by Richmond, Virginia-based sculptor Kendall Buster. Here's the artist, Kendall Buster.
This wasn't a singular form, but they could be fragments as part of a larger whole that shifted apart the way tectonic plates, you know, might move. The notion is to create sort of two topographical maps, as it were, on either side of this area, and for the viewer to almost seem to be passing through these two topographical maps.
The artist very carefully considered the suspension mechanism as part of her aesthetic, and they very much are part of the aesthetic of this piece. They always remind me of like these upside down rain clouds, so which are very appropriate on a day like today.
On the left, before the security gates, is a small lounge where one can wait for passengers who just arrived. Most of the walls are covered by artwork from Mark Adams, big red tapestries with bright flowers. It creates a cozy living room-like atmosphere.
These are all Bay Area gardens were the inspiration for them, and you know, it is a technique and a craft that you don't see very much anymore. So I think that's one of the reasons that they are valuable to us, and they are just flat out beautiful. I mean, sometimes you just say it's just flat out beautiful.
Near the lounge are a series of doors used by airport personnel to access the gates.
All right, come on in.
Okay.
We pass through into the recompose area, where people put their shoes and belts back on after the security check. The area is bright and airy, and home to an installation called Every Beating Second.
It is a spot where people kind of pause before then going on to their gates. And the inspiration for the artist was that this was a space that maybe you took a little bit of time to kind of look around you and notice some things.
Every beating second consists of three nets hanging down from the ceiling. Each one is a mixture of pink, purple, and blue. Looking closer, I can see they're moving a little bit, as if they're hovering in a breeze.
My name is Janet Eckelman. I'm a sculptor of public spaces using handcrafted and machine-crafted materials that respond to the environmental forces around us. I'm walking through security, and I look up, and I see there are three shapes cut through the roof, and you can see the sky, and coming down from the oculus at each of those points is a lace, brightly colored, netted form. And beneath you, in the floor, is a form that is the shadow of that lace shape above you.
So these pieces have become very dramatic, kind of signature pieces for the terminal. We see them showing up all the time in advertisements for T2.
You may not think of an airport as a place to see art or take an audio tour to learn more about its paintings and sculptures. People mostly come here for one reason, to travel. But the city of San Francisco spent nearly $2.5 million on artwork in Terminal 2. It's part of a city ordinance passed in 1969, which mandated that 2% of any construction costs be allocated to art enrichment or public art. As a result, San Francisco International Airport now has the most valuable public artwork collection in the city, outside its fine art museums.
My name is Walter Katundu. I am a Bay Area artist and musician and instrument builder. And this is one of my first large-scale public commissions. It's called Bay Area Bird Encounters, and it's a photographic mural that's made up of many different kinds of woods, and it's 100% handmade and hand-built.
It's located near Gate 54.
The mural has images of birds that were photographs that I took over the last few years in the Bay Area. Just to the right of center, there's a large bird called a golden crown sparrow. And the wing feathers on that sparrow are playable, like a xylophone.
Yes, you can actually play music by hitting some parts of the wooden mural.
Go ahead, try it.
Yeah, just start hitting it.
In other spaces, wooden artwork can get damaged by vandals carrying sharp implements, knives, for instance. This makes the airport a good venue.
Because as we know, no one has knives here, right? So this is kind of a media that we typically could not put in a public area.
Attention Concourse, Virgin America Flight 908 to Las Vegas.
So next time, if you have some time to spend waiting for your flight, take a moment and look around. You can enjoy one of the San Francisco's newest, most sophisticated, and expensive art galleries. It's arrived at Terminal 2.
Some of the most exemplary works in the collection can be found here at SFO.
In San Francisco International Airport, I'm Artem Skonohaus for Cross Currents.